couldn't really see. And after all the people, they just kept on standing and standing at us, looking sideways and then forwards. And I kept on looking out of my window, not really wanting to go outside. Not really planning to go outside, but just kind of standing there and sitting, waiting for someone to come up and take my hand and maybe show me how way. And then somehow it all seemed like some kind of grand metaphor. Why was this construction work still there? Why was I still standing at the window? How come it had been 5 years and this construction work had been standing there and no one had been really working? Why wasn't it finished? Should it have been over by now? Why am I still standing at this window? At the same time, on the other side, the construction work really getting harder and harder, and I really couldn't understand why. It was supposed to be over by now, I thought, but not really. I kept on asking myself, why do I do this? Why do I do this? And how do I do it really right? And why the man is still here, and why doesn't he haven't come home yet? And why is this construction work still standing at my fucking door? Why? It's been some time now. Sure, the man had been over by now. Maybe he's been retired or something, and no one knows. I mean, that's my dilemma every day. I wake up every morning and I look out the window and I think, maybe this man is retired and no one knows that his job hasn't been done yet. Myself, it's a bloody stupid question, isn't it? If he had been finished and someone would have known, it wouldn't have taken 5 fucking years for this to end, now would it? Construction work should have been over by now, and I'm still standing at my window and I don't know why. I really don't know why. And I don't know why this construction work hasn't yet over. I think I should just close my window for the next 15 years. Maybe that will help. I just can't do it. I have to open up the curtain again because it's just getting on my nerves. I couldn't stand it. I mean, I know that he has a family to feed and I know that he probably needs a job, and it's not bad that he's been doing it for 5 years. That means he's been having something very sustainable, that way he can sustain his family. But still, I have mud all over my carpet because of it. It's this construction work, it's just getting on my... Like, I really can't say. I mean, I'm not an explosive or emotional person, but there is a limit to these things. There is a limit to how many people can come and clean up my carpet every year, you know? I mean, I don't have many visitors, but that's not the point. I have big boots, and these boots come onto my carpet, and then I get someone to clean them up, and then it's all about this man who's been doing some kind of construction work outside my door for the last past 5 years. And I know he has a family to sustain. I know that. I really know that. But yet still, it's still my carpet that I have to work a couple of more extra hours every day so I can get it cleaned up. It just ain't fair, is it?